Hey everybody, this is Nerd11 here with your Monday movie news. On Wednesday, August the 1st, the yet-to-be-titled Star Wars Episode 9 will begin filming at London's Pinewood Studios, with J.J. Abrams at the helm of the final film of the sequel trilogy. Abrams co-wrote this installment with Chris Terrio. According to the StarWars.com site, returning cast members include Daisy Ridley, Adam Driver, John Boyega, Oscar Isaac, Lupita Nyong'o, Domhnall Gleeson, Kelly Marie Tran, Johannes Tsumoto, and Billy Lord. Joining the cast of Episode 9 are going to be Naomi Ackie, Richard E. Grant, and Kerry Russell, who will be joined by veteran Star Wars actors Mark Hamill, Anthony Daniels, and Billy Dee Williams, who will reprise his role as Lando Calrissian. In addition to the announcement of the return of Mark Hamill and Billy Dee Williams, the biggest news surrounded the role of Leia Organa. Carrie Fisher will reprise her role posthumously with the use of previously unreleased footage shot for Star Wars The Force Awakens. "We desperately loved Carrie Fisher," Abrams said, "finding a truly satisfying conclusion to the Skywalker saga without her eluded us. We were never going to recast or use a CG character. With the support and blessing from her daughter Billy, we have found a way to honor Carrie's legacy and role as Leia in Episode 9 by using unseen footage we shot together in Episode 7. Composer John Williams, who has scored every chapter in the Star Wars saga since 1977's A New Hope, will return to a galaxy far, far away with Episode 9. He had previously implied that this will be his last entry in the Star Wars films in an interview with Classical KUSC. Williams said, "We know J.J. Abrams is preparing one now that I will hopefully do next year for him. I look forward to it. It will round out a series of 9 that will be quite enough for me." Star Wars Episode 9 is scheduled to be released December 2019. The animated DC feature Teen Titans Go to the Movies, which was expected to bring in a gross of $17.5 million this weekend, only brought in a gross for its opening of $10.4 million. That's a negative difference of 40%, earning it a fifth place in the box office for the weekend behind Hotel Transylvania 3 Summer Vacation. According to FilmSchoolRejects.com, not only is it Warner Animation Group's worst opening, but Teen Titans Go to the Movie had one of the worst debuts for a DC Comics-based movie, falling below even Superman 4, The Quest for Peace, and Supergirl, though at least bettering Jonah Hex, Steel, and fellow animated feature Batman Mask of the Phantasm. On the plus side, Teen Titans Go to the Movies didn't cost much to produce, if its reported $10 million price tag is genuine. Its debut is, unfortunately, lower than anticipated and desired, but we can't exactly label it a flop," unquote. End quote. Reviews for Teen Titans Go to the Movies are pretty good, with a Rotten Tomatoes score of 90%. However, it's only garnered a 71% audience score so far in its opening weekend. With 2 new installments into the DC Extended Universe slated for release in the next 12 months, DC took advantage of the MCU's absence at the 2018 San Diego Comic-Con. They showcased trailers for Aquaman, which is scheduled for release on December 21st, 2018, and Shazam, which is coming in April 2019. In Aquaman, Jason Momoa reprises his Justice League role as Arthur Curry, friend of Icelandic villagers and reluctant superhero. But he has been keeping a secret from the other members of the Justice League. He has a claim to the throne of Atlantis. When his half-brother Orm, played by Patrick Wilson, seizes control of Atlantis, Mira, being played by Amber Heard, comes to the surface to convince him to challenge Orm or witness an Atlantean invasion. Along the way, he encounters Black Manta, being played by Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, a potentially long-term threat should he successfully depose Orm. In Shazam's trailer, introduced us to Billy Batson, being played by Asher Angel, who is a disadvantaged boy with an amazing secret. By saying the magic word Shazam, he becomes Earth's mightiest mortal, blessed with the wisdom of Solomon, the strength of Hercules, the stamina of Atlas, the power of Zeus, the courage of Achilles, and the speed of Mercury, Billy transforms into a superpowered adult, played by Zachary Levi, despite still being a young boy underneath. And just as he starts to understand his powers and responsibility, Savannah, being played by Mark Strong, reveals the harm a failed version of Shazam can do with just a modicum of the power. That was your movie news for Monday, July the 30th, 2018. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the station, don't forget to hit that favor button so you don't miss the next broadcast. Feel free to leave a comment on any of the segments or call into the station so the rest of us nerds can hear your voice. You can also follow this station on Twitter at @_SWNerds. Go ahead and at me and leave a comment or question, which I might read on a future segment. You can also find us on Facebook at @SWNerds. Once again, thanks for listening. This is Nerd 11 signing out.